something weird has been going on during COVID. So you know how you and I've discussed this before, that toilet etiquette, you know, kind of thing. So there's big changes in the world of toilet etiquette during quarantine.
Okay.
So they did a survey because they wanted to see, like, you know, how toilet etiquette has changed now that people are stuck inside together. They're working together. I mean, there was a time that, like, you would leave for work, she would leave for work, you know, you do whatever you do at work, or you would do stuff when they, whatever. You're not sharing. In my house, it's one bathroom. Mm-hmm. We're sharing one bathroom all the time. So that's a lot of families where there's, like, you know, a common bathroom. Big changes. 64% of people say that when they first moved in together, bathroom boundaries were discussed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't fart in front of me. I will not pee in front of you. Or, yeah, if I'm in the, from the bathroom, come on in. Like, whatever the boundaries are. 64% of couples discussed it when they first moved in together. But here's what's changed the most. This is interesting. 70% of people took a bath in front of their significant other for the first time during COVID.
See, I don't mind the bath thing.
Yeah, that doesn't seem weird. It's like, wait a minute. So the person you get naked with on a regular basis,
yeah,
you've been afraid to take a bath in front of? That's interesting.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure does that fall into the shower category too?
No, just bath.
Just bath?
Just to take a bath? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's hot.
Yeah, so I thought that was interesting that 70% of people say they did it for the first time during COVID.
Mm.
30% of people say that they peed with the door open for the first time during COVID.
Oh, because they're always there. And you
right.
forget to shut the door.
Or you don't even care. You don't even care anymore. It's like,
yeah, what are you going to do? You're going to leave me?
Yeah, you're watching TV. I got to pee. I don't even care anymore.
Yeah, if you don't like it, go away. Leave me then.
This one's a little bit. I mean, the peeing in front of the person is already like, 1 in 4 people have pooped
no.
in front of their partner for the first time. Yes,
no.
For the first time since COVID.
The relationship's over. If
yeah.
you do it at that point, that's it. There's no going back. You can't go back after that. I'm just telling you from experience, there's no turning back.
Yeah.
Because
no, believe me, that was my boundary. I mean, my ex-husband used to come and pee and poo in front of me all the time. And
right.
I was like, I mean, we stopped having sex. Like, that was it. Like, that's my boundary. That's when I got into my relationship with my boyfriend. I was like, your bathroom stuff, you keep that private. I don't want to know anything about it. And he was
right.
like, yeah, me too. I don't want to know about yours either.
No, because women don't do that. So once I learned that you do that,
uh-huh. do
when you do that, then
yeah.
I'm gone. There's no way I can kiss you ever again if I see you doing that. It's like the army. Don't ask, don't tell.
Got it.
I don't want to know because yeah, I will look at you completely different if I know you do that.
Yeah, I'm not down with the farting in front of the other person, but I've had a lot of boyfriends that have no problem with that.
Yeah, that burping, farting, no. I mean, I don't ask for much. That's the only three things. You can't poo, you can't burp. Burping, I'm not going to leave you because you do that. But if
right.
you openly rip one in front of me and like lift your leg and light it on fire, we're gonna have a problem.
You make a whole thing out of it, right?
Yeah. If you're bringing attention to it, if you're getting in bed and it slips out, you know,
yeah.
I'll giggle like a 5-year-old, but
right.
I'm not leaving you. But if you make it known and bend over and do it, yeah,
right.
we have a problem.
Got it. Here are the top toilet related arguments about what should and should not be flushed. I'm going to tell you what the item is. You tell me if it should or should not be flushed.
Yes.
This was
the toilet.
Q-tips.
No, those go in the trash. Those
okay.
do not go in the toilet.
All right. What about wet wipes?
Wet wipes go in the toilet.
The toilet.
How about intimate wipes, which is, I guess, is similar to a wet wipe.
Yeah, I don't know the difference of that. Yes, that goes.
Yeah. Anything wipe. Anything with the word wipe to
wipe,
it
yes.
gets flushed.
Go,
yeah. If you're wiping, you flush it. Yeah.
Right.
What about condoms?
Toilet.
The toilet.
Really? Well, okay. You're not supposed to flush condoms because they'll stop up your toilet. You're supposed to put those in the trash.
How many are you putting in the toilet? If you're putting one,
I mean, if I'm having a busy day,
if you're flushing 35 of them at one time, they might clog up the toilet. But it, just one, it's not going to clog up the toilet. I don't want evidence.
I think you're supposed to throw away that you can't flush.
I'm even flushing the wrapper.
Don't you have a septic tank? Don't you have to worry about what goes in your septic tank?
I don't care. What do I care?
Because then you, as a homeowner, have to then pay to have your septic tank.
40 years.
Okay. All right. What about dental floss? Where's that go?
That can go in the toilet or the trash can. That's either or. Whichever one's closest at the time. I've done both. The toilet.
Yeah, well, I think that goes in the trash can.
Mm.
Discussing bathroom-oriented things was also on the rise. But 51% say they will never discuss poop. 37% they will never discuss anything to do with menstrual period.
No, I don't want to know about that.
But I think this is just straight couples. Because, and maybe I'm wrong, but I'm guessing like a lesbian couple, are they also not discussing menstrual period stuff? Do they have the same, we don't discuss bodily functions? You know, maybe that's also gay couples.
Well, I have many questions when it comes to lesbian couples, because I want to know, because when you're really close to a friend, you're on the same schedule. That's what I hear sometimes.
I think that's a fallacy.
So if you're dating that person and you're living with that person, are you on the same schedule? Are you on different schedules? Do you use the same products? Can you buy only one box, or do you have to buy separate boxes? Just so many questions.
You're two separate women. You buy whatever you like. I mean, you know, one person might like tampons, the other probably might like maxi pads. You know, people buy what they want to buy.
But if you have maxi pad, let's say you're maxi pad girls, both of you, can you use the same maxi pads?
Of course, you buy one package of it and you share it, and then when it's done you buy another one.
I'm trying to figure out how to save money here. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
What do you care? What do you have?
I don't know, I'm just asking.
A lesbian couple wants to splurge tampons
by both
and maxi pads. What do you care?
I think they should have that conversation, sit down and go, okay, we're both going to do tampons or we're both going to do maxi pads.
No, that's not how it works.
It's not,
because some women don't like tampons, you know, and I'm sure, listen, I know a lot of women that don't like shoving something up there, and I'm just saying like women are individuals, and whether they're dating each other or dating men, I don't think it matters. I don't think it makes a difference.
But wouldn't it be better if they use the same thing so they can save money?
What do you care if they save money? Why can't they have a box of tampons and a package of maxi pads? Why do you care?
Okay, speaking of those, where do those go? Do those go in the toilet or the trash can?
Maxi pads go in the trash can and tampons go in the toilet. You always flush.
So those can go down the toilet. Okay.
Yeah, you flush a tampon. At least I always did. I don't, maybe not anymore, but the toilet. I always flushed a tampon and.
Can you flush a maxi pad?
You shouldn't. No,
okay.
That'll definitely stop up a toilet. My maxi pads. Not that I want to discuss this with you because you asked.
No, go on.
They go in the trash.
Yeah, okay. Does Joe use tampons or does Joe use maxi pads?
You know what's so funny is, before COVID, we had some friends over and I had my tampon. Once in a while, I use a tampon. I had the tampon applicator that I threw in the trash. And these friends of ours were not supposed to come up. Like our plan was like to go out and go out for dinner, and we were in the neighborhood. And we got back here and they said, do you mind if we run up and use your bathroom before we leave? And I wasn't thinking. I wasn't like, oh, I better make sure. You know, I just was like, so the guy went in to use the bathroom. And I guess he looked down in my trash and saw my applicator, my tampon applicator. He took a bunch of toilet paper and he put it over my applicator in my trash can. He took a ton of toilet paper.
Because he didn't want to see it.
And covered it because he didn't want to have to look at it.
Like a cat? Like he's covering it up.
Right.
Up like
exactly.
A cat.
Yeah, like a cat. It's like, bitch, this is not your house. You know, you don't live here.
Right.
Deal with it. You aren't supposed to come up. It's not like I left it there because I'm rude. You weren't supposed to come up. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was really, I was shocked
Doesn't
by that.
Doesn't it just look like a straw?
Yeah, looks like a straw. It's a plastic applicator, but I guess, you know, he's with a woman, so he knows what it looks like, and he'd want to look at it. Mm-hmm. It's like, go use the bathroom in the restaurant then. Like, I thought that took some balls. I was really pissed. I was like, yeah, they're never coming up here again.
Okay, I've never seen a maxi pad or an applicator or anything in my life. So I don't know what it looks like.
Let me tell you why you didn't. Because when we lived together, I did a good job of... See, what I did is I didn't put it in the bathroom trash. I put it in the kitchen trash.
Oh.
And I covered it and I wrapped it in a paper towel. So you just thought there were like paper towels in there.
No.
No, but I'm just saying, like, listen, I respected you. That's why I'm so pissed that this guy was mad that my tampon applicator was in his face when he wasn't supposed to be at my house. I'm not rude like that. I lived with you. You are not. You and I are not in a relationship of any kind. You don't have to put up with my BS, you know. So I made sure that that time of the month, whenever it came around, I disposed of my stuff in a way that you would. Did you ever know?
No.
There you go. You never knew.
But you did use a lot of trash.
Just once I mean, month,
it was like, no, you use a lot of trash in general.
In general, I do, but certainly once a month I did.
I mean, there was a trash bag a day for one person. That's crazy.
No, it's because I cook at home.
Here we go.
I cook at home. I like to clean. And then, like I said, if it's that time of the month, I have a lot of things that I'm wrapping up and you know, I wrapped them up in like lots of paper towel so you'd never know what it was.
Well, and I'm glad you did that, because if I would have saw it in the bathroom,
you would have freaked out.
No, it would have had its own Twitter page. And it would tweet. Different times.
At Cooper's tampon.
Right. Cooper's tampon would have thoughts throughout the day, and it would tweet at Cooper's tampon Twitter.
Then I did a good job of hiding my shame.
Oh, it could have been days and days of jokes, though, on the air. What does Cooper's tampon say today?
You know what? I missed an opportunity. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry I was so not rude. I'm sorry I was such a kind and thoughtful roommate. And here's the last thing. So the last debate that this study found, the last debate is what? So there's a big debate going on. Do you wipe sitting down or do you wipe standing up? Do you have a say in this? What say you?
I'm not even
sitting or standing.
It's got to be sitting. It can't be standing. Standing is how the poo gets on the floor.
That's interesting. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. You walk in the bathroom sometimes at a restaurant and there's poo on the floor next to the toilet. And you're like, how did the poo get on the floor?
Oh.
And not the toilet. And it's because I think somebody is...
wiping standing up.
Right.
Well, how do you think it got there?
Remember how I said sometimes there's shit on the outside of the toilet?
Yeah.
Well, I bet the shit got on the outside of the urinus the same way the shit got on the outside of the toilet.
Isn't that something?
You'll be happy to know that this study found the majority of people said sitting.
Yeah, have you ever known anybody that would stand?
No. And when I saw this as a debate, I was like, that's a debate? Who stands? But I guess there must, again, I don't know any, I don't have these discussions with the people I'm in relationships with. We have no discussions about poop whatsoever. For all I know, I have only dated standing poopers. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've never had the conversation. Maybe of all the men I've been with, my boyfriend now is the only sitting one.
Or the only standing one.
Or the only standing one. I don't know, but I will never ask him that question.
Yeah, but see, and the bad thing is you know about your ex-husband because he did it in front of you.
Yeah, I know. Well, he did it in front of me, but I didn't look. So I don't remember. I was like, I'd be in the shower and he'd come in to poop while I was in the shower. It's like, oh, why must I be here? Like, you couldn't wait.
See,
can I just get out of the shower, please?
That's why you never, ever, 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 ever have an apartment or a house with one bathroom.
Can you afford, you want to give me some money so I can buy an apartment with two bathrooms?
Yeah.
Do you know how expensive that is in this city? The fact that I even have a bathroom.
That's inside my apartment.
That's inside the apartment. I'm already doing much better than half the people that I know.
Yeah, every house that I'm in is gonna have three bathrooms. Got to.
Must be nice.
It doesn't have to be nice or not nice. It just has to happen. I don't care if I have to pay an extra $3 a month for mortgage. It's gonna happen. It's gonna have three bathrooms.
I have never lived in an apartment with more than one bathroom in my life. Even growing up in Brooklyn, we had one bathroom. I shared a bathroom with my parents.
Every house I grew up in had three.
Really?
Yeah. There's four people that live in a house. Every one of them has to have a bathroom or can get in a bathroom quick.
You and I shared a bathroom.
I know. I don't know how we did it because we weren't there but 5 days or 4 days a week.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I literally have never lived in an apartment in my life that had more than one bathroom. I've always shared a bathroom my whole... I never even thought of it. I've had roommates. You know, I've shared with roommates. It's never even occurred to me what a second bathroom would have meant. You know, it was... I've always shared a bathroom, no matter where I ever lived.
Well, I mean, you took long showers, so I hate to tell you how many times there was pee in our sink.
No.
I'm just kidding.
In the kitchen? You went and peed in the kitchen?
Never did that. Thought about it, never did it.